When you were in school report card time, that was when your parents and teachers, they can learn how well you were doing, along with how well they were doing, in their roles concerning your education. Teachers go through the similar experience via their evaluations, which New Jersey just released, for all the state's school districts. Here to go over these results with us is the president of the NJEA, Wendell Steinhauer. Thank you for being here today, Mr. Steinhauer.
Thank you, Chris. Glad to be with you.
NJEA.org is the website, and you can also learn more about this issue and download the results of the study, which, just for a point of order for the listener, this is off of the 2014-15 school year versus the more current school year. So when you look at the teacher evaluation procedure, how much of a difference is there going to be in the procedure with the results of this report versus the next report to be released this time next year?
Well, you know, that's part of the challenge with the evaluation thing. It uses data from over a year and a half ago, and so that's why there's such a delay on that with the student growth percentiles that make up a part of that, and currently that's 10% of the report. The rest is much more current with evaluations that are current within the year, but it's funny that teachers have to wait till December of the year following to get that final numbers from the state to complete their evaluation.
And if you look at the overall numbers, this was the new evaluation system for teachers. It was about 1.6% of the public school teachers, 1,600 give or take, rated ineffective or partially ineffective. And that's 1,100 fewer than the previous school year, when about 2,700, or about 2.9% of the teachers, got the lowest rating. Some say that is because not so much an improvement in the teachers, but the poorer teachers were either encouraged to depart or willingly departed, one of the two.
Well, that's always a part of it, yes. I think what you're going to also see is this is a brand new evaluation. You can't go back 5 years, 10 years. As a matter of fact, you can only go back 1 year to get any data. And part of this was with the administrators giving the evaluations in a much more complex evaluation system. There's four different models in there. I think everybody's learning the rules of the game and, you know, how to be more subjective with it. So it's with anything. Is it the more you do it, the better and more comfortable you become with it and working through the process.
Now, there are the, cynical who will look at the statewide numbers. 169 teachers ruled just not getting it done. 1,490 are somewhat effective. 68,845 were effective, and 36,038 very effective. And some would challenge those stats by saying, find another industry or career where you can find success rates at that. That's around a 97-98% approval rating, which, a parish priest would be jealous of approval ratings like that, quite frankly. So to those, to that cynic, what would you say to them?
I'd say it matches right up to where we are nationally with our education standards and output. You know, New Jersey ranks in the top three of all categories. It shuffles back between 1, 2, and 3 in the entire nation. It's not a surprise that 98% very effective or effective work here in New Jersey and produces the results that we have. So, you know, you can't, I think there's an exact correlation to that. You're one of the top three in the nation in educational standards, and you have the staff that matches it.
Talking with Wendell Steinhauer, the president of the NJEA, about the latest numbers on teacher evaluations, which we've included a link over to our website as well. And you can download the document and see how your school district achieved. NJEA.org is the website for the NJEA, obviously. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. And as we've talked before, too, the testing scores, the PARC testing, is going to be triple the value of teacher evaluation. Is classroom observation going to decrease in importance as things move forward, or is that still going to be a crucial element of the teacher evaluation?
Well, as always, you know, when one component of it raises from 10 to 30%, then the others have to decrease because you got to still get to 100% of the score.
Right.
But what the bigger picture here is, and you mentioned the PARC, which is the the assessment given statewide, which used to be 23 states. It's down to, I believe, 5 now because most of them have abandoned it. The overemphasis on testing has really sucked the oxygen out of the room for teachers across the state and across the nation, actually, with this over-testing and then the failed research that they think that somehow that relates to the evaluation of what a student does on one day to a teacher's whole evaluation, for what they do for the entire year. So I think the de-emphasis on PARC, which would relate to the de-emphasis of the 30% in the evaluations. There's a national bill signed, the Every Student Succeeds Act, that actually decouples testing from teacher evaluation. The research has found that it's a flawed technique to use. So quite honestly, I would hope in the future that the PARC is actually not given anymore, and the emphasis is taken away from teaching to the test to rather to teaching to the student as a whole. It would certainly give teachers less time to perform all these accountability standards that we've found, we've done the math, and now we're at 98% there, which you said is unusually high. And it's not unusually high for a place where high standards are driven throughout the nation. So what we're looking for is to have teachers have more time teaching to the curriculum rather than teaching to a test. I'm sure you remember when you were taking tests, you didn't go through 6 months of preparation for it. They said, well, here's how the question may be asked. Underline the verb and circle the subject and just so you know how to do it. But you didn't spend weeks and months on preparation. And that's what's happening in school districts now.
And one would hope, too, as things go forward and the more recent stats come out with the next report, that will extinguish the debate with the facts of the results, and we can move forward from there. You can learn more about this issue and see the results for your school district as well, and a download of the report, which can be found at njea.org. And we've been joined by their president, Wendell Steinhauer. Mr. Steinhauer, thank you, as always, for being here and helping us understand the significance and help dissolve some of the confusion about all this. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much, Chris. It was great being with you.